Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the Thought Patrol After Hours. We are joined by Jonathan.
Hello.
And Anthony.
Swiggity, swiggity.
Coming for that booty.
I'm coming for that booty.
Oh, yeah. And this will be your host for the next hour, so sit back, relax. Again, we are live on Twitch while we do this. So if you are hearing this and you would like to participate in the future, come say hi, talk to us live. You can just go to twitch.tv/thoughtpatrol, one word, and come hang out with us. We would appreciate that. We will address the chat live. We're not just going to leave you guys out there. So if you have any questions for us or anything that we could talk about for the hour that we do after hours, which is Wednesdays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., we'll be glad to chill out with you guys. So, how you guys been doing? How's everything been going?
Everything's awesome since Destiny 2 came out.
Oh, shit. We'll be talking about that quite a bit tonight. How about you, Jonathan?
It's all good. I'm actually leaving school tomorrow to come home to Florida to help my dad with the hurricane preparations.
Yo, we're going to get fucked by Irma. Yeah,
and
boy.
And Jose.
I saw the funniest fucking meme, Anthony, where it was like, it showed a picture of Irma, and it's like, prepare for trouble, and then Jose, and it's like, make it double.
Okay. This is
fantastic. I love that. Oh, man.
It'd be triple because Harvey came and fucked up everything.
Yeah, and then they have, what's that
his
name?
His fucking wife showed up, and then it just looks like, Mom, Dad, stop fighting.
Man, what if two hurricanes like collided into one? Would they make like a
They made a movie about that. They made a movie about that. It was like the end of the world.
Yeah, it's based on an actual storm too.
Oh man, would it be like a super hurricane? That'd be cool as fuck, dude.
Yes.
Category 6. Right here, category 6.
Yeah, they multiply it though, so it'd be a category like 25.
Billion.
Yeah.
25 billion.
Yeah, there you go. It raises exponentially.
I had to think about that. I'm like, 5 times 5 is...
It's been a long day, huh? Yeah.
Last day of work, I start my new job. Well,
Picking apples at the apple farm? Oh,
yes,
man.
Yes, picking apples. But I can't because the hurricane's coming. They're going to train me for apple picking, but...
Yeah, like, man.
You're gonna come back
to a destroyed apple farm, man. That's gonna suck.
I know.
Yeah.
We gotta protect those apple trees.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, we
put bags over them.
Yeah, exactly. So we finished preparing at least for the for Irma. So we have all our shutters up, got candles, milk, water, stuff like that. Made sure the generator was working, so we'll be good. The podcast, almost every host from the podcast lives in Florida. So if you're out there listening,
every host except for Sam, I think.
Oh yeah, Sam lives in
Alabama.
Alabama, I think it's Alabama.
Or no, he lives in South Carolina.
Oh yeah, he'll be getting hit by it too. He'll be having fun with it too.
Oh yeah.
So,
like I said earlier, if it rains for more than like 20 minutes, half the state of South Carolina is underwater.
So. Yeah, we'll lose them at that point. They'll just disappear off the face of the earth. So
I can go pick them up. We'll go pick them up in my canoe.
The kayak.
You, me, and Jonathan rowing to South Carolina.
Yeah, we'll bust out the kayak. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'm down with that. I'm thinking. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. I want to see what Jose does too, because they're saying it's right on the track of turning into a hurricane. So it'd be like a double shot right into us.
If you see the spaghetti models.
God, that's such a funny thing.
I know.
Is that really what they're called?
You shall lay your eyes on my spaghetti models.
God fucking damn it. If you see the fucking spaghetti model, I can't even say it without laughing now. Thanks, Jonathan.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
No problem. My mission is done. I'll see you guys next week.
Fucking nowhere. Oh, yeah. That'll be fun. Next week, I have all off because today was my last day of work. And then I was supposed to start Friday, but it got postponed to further notice. So I have from now to whenever training is. Basically.
Oh, jeez.
No, I didn't get fired. I signed those papers.
Okay.
I'm technically hired.
Okay, cool. That's good. Glad to hear it.
How's your week going, Kyle?
Good. I had an interesting experience because I had to hand out water at Walmart, and that was a special moment because not only did I feel like I struck gold, but I got to see people attack each other over a material. That was interesting.
What was the worst thing you saw?
Well, it wasn't really all that bad. My parents had worse when they went to go get gas. There was like people starting fights at the gas station.
But it was I can imagine.
Just when we push it out, it's on a pallet jack. So we're trying to drop the pallet to be on the ground so people don't like stub their toes. And these people were just like, they surround it. So the way we had it set up was on the grocery side, they have all the aisles. And then what happens is there'll be a double doors that we push out. And in those double doors that are pushed out, it's just like a straight hallway to like the grocery side. So we'll push them out, pushing the pallet out first and us behind the pallet, and let the people like ravage the pallet and then pull the pallet back into the back room. Almost like we're feeding lions or something like that. So
you have to have the shock stick to keep people from running into the back.
You're like, hey, hey, and you like you got like a battery with two the ground and things. What are they called? I forget what they're called, but the hand tongs? Things. Yeah, the tongs. You're like smacking them together, trying to push them back. Like, I'll cut you, or I'll electrocute you, bitch.
Back, beast.
You just got like there's like one dude with a torch and he's like waving it in front of the water. Oh man. Yeah, but that was an interesting experience to say the least. But besides that, week's been good. I'm trying to gauge just how long they're going to keep us at Walmart. I could imagine it being like the night of the hurricane, fucking Saturday night the hurricane hitting, that they're going to have my ass there working and doing whatever, and I'm going to have to drive home in hurricane force winds. I'm calling it right now. I'll just attach like cardboard wings to my car and fly home. So besides that, I've been good. Like we said earlier, Destiny 2 is out. What are your guys' opinion or thoughts on Destiny 2 compared to Destiny 1? What we've seen so far, we've put a couple hours into the game, all three of us, and we play with people. What are you guys thinking about the game? I'll have Jonathan go first.
I'm super psyched.
Honestly, I'm kind of mixed about it right now. I feel like it's basically another DLC for Destiny 1. Because it honestly looks the same as Destiny 1 did, maybe a little bit better. And so far, it's got a lot of the same mechanics, so I don't feel like they changed that much. That's just how I feel about it.
You just hear like the noise of Jonathan getting kicked out of the group. Be gone. No, I'm just playing. I kind of feel what you're saying. I feel like they've changed a lot in this game. And when the base mechanics are shooting things, there's not much you can change with that. I do understand that a lot of it is the same. You have your grenade, your melee, and all that. But I feel like they've changed enough to warrant it being a sequel and not just another DLC. There's a lot of just quality of life improvements they've made. They've revamped a lot of the way the game plays and the way you acquire things. They changed the way stats fall out. They changed the way you upgrade your class. They changed the way you explore the world. It's much more based around open world exploration than just running the same missions over and over again, which is pretty nice. But I do feel you. I feel you. I think the game has been, the engine that they use has been, it's the same exact one, but they've upped the ante when it comes to like particle effects and environmental effects and just everything that we experience. It's still locked at 30 on console. I think everyone pretty much knows that, Destiny 1 was at 30 and the gunplay is good enough where it's okay to be at 30, but I could see why with like the Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro, people would like at least a 60 frame setting. But Bungie has said like straight up that they don't want to have that. What am I trying to say? They don't want to have that in discrepancy where like some consoles can play with 60 frames while others are stuck at 30, because that gives you a huge boost when playing competitive like multiplayer shooters. It's the 60 FPS is a better option. It's easier to aim, especially with a controller, because controllers are hard to aim with normally.
Oh, so, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's much better to have that 60-frame option, so I can see why they're locking everything at 30. It's the same thing that happened with Destiny 1. They made Destiny 1 for the past generation of consoles and then the present generation of consoles. They're doing the same thing kind of here because of the way the consoles came out. They're making it so it fits with everything from a day one PS4 to a PS4 Pro and Xbox One X. They got to keep everyone on the same level so no one's complaining about the fact that that person spent more money, so they're allowed to play the game better than me, when consoles are technically budget options of playing games. Because if you do, because if you do want that experience, you go out and get yourself a computer, because then you'll have that.
Right. Well, how much are consoles? $300-$400, right?
Well, yeah, if you look at a PS4, it's like $250 for the bundle.
Right. Try buying a PC that runs 60 frames, highest quality, with $250. You're not going to be able to build one or find one unless someone's like, doesn't want theirs anymore. And it's just like, you know, oh God, what?
You're like roboting on me.
Oh God.
I like how he was like, oh God, what?
He's like, not my, oh no, my Wi-Fi.
Oh, 4G, you've been so good to me so far.
Let me unplug my router.
Wait, let me climb to the roof, guys. I'll be back. Hang on.
It's been okay so far. It's just I'll let you know.
Oh, I stood up and it went to two bars. So went back to down to one. Anyways, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, you're coming in okay.
Oh my God.
Try and get
what if I hold my sword up in there? Does that work?
I shall form a human antenna. We shall get this through.
I look so fucking dumb right now. Like I have my phone.
You have like a
I'm touching it to the sword, and I'm holding the sword up in the air, trying not to hit the fan with it.
Do you have like a selfie stick or something you could attach the phone to?
Three bars.
Oh, it's working. Tinfoil hat.
I guess we're staying like this. Okay, so what was I saying?
So, Destiny 2 thoughts. What you thinking?
Oh, I was saying that try buying a really like
high-end
PC, or try and put one together with $250.
Yeah, that's
it's going to be gonna really difficult happen. And it's not possible. It's not going to happen.
You're not going not with $250. Good budget computer runs about $700-$800. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So like you said, consoles are just like for budget gaming.
Yeah.
If you're on a budget, then consoles are the way to go.
Yeah, I feel
you. And it's a lot less maintenance too.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So what do you think, Anthony? How are you feeling about Destiny 2 from what you've played so far?
Well, I've only played the first mission after like the intro. So the first one was Spark, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or something like that.
That's the one that you get right before you could start.
Yeah, it's the one that you have to go through. So it's like the first one where like you can die and all that. And you have to like start from the beginning. Aww.
Someone was here and they said hi. Oh, well.
Oh, no.
We got to follow, though. Oh, geez. Time out.
Wait. Kingsor. I don't see this.
Come back.
I don't see this. I don't see this.
Oh, man.
Did I scare them with my profile pic?
You probably did, Anthony. You probably did.
Come hither.
Come back. Come to us.
Wait.
Come to us. Wait. We have cookies.
He did give us a follow, though, but I had the chat a little bit too far to the right, so I could barely see it while we were talking. But he did give us a follow. So if you do end up listening to the podcast, or you guys listen to the podcast right now, Kane's are on Twitch. He enjoyed it, and he said he can't see the stream, but I'm watching it right now, so it might be him. So I don't know, but I'm watching the stream, and it's giving me. I'm getting.
Kyle just basically called him a bitch.
No, I didn't. I love him because he said hi. And he gave us a follow with a happy face. So
wait, where do you see this?
It's in the Twitch chat.
Oh, the Twitch chat. Oh, fuck. I got to open up another fucking thing.
Yeah, we're on Twitch, fam.
Fuck.
So, yeah. Again, if you guys... another reminder. If you guys do want to come talk to us and chat with us live, we do this on Twitch. Every time we do After Hours, it is on Twitch. It's live. And we're here just talking stupid nonsense, but we'd love to talk stupid nonsense with you guys. So we did get a follow, though. That is, I don't know how many, but I wish I caught that earlier. I feel bad now. I need to pay more attention to the
Yeah, be on that shit.
Yeah, dude.
You're a shitty host.
I am indeed. I apologize. So, but I have a lot to be watching. I'm watching the time. I'm watching the Twitch chat. I'm watching the playback. I'm watching a lot. I should have this all on my screen, but it doesn't matter. So, yeah, Antti, what are you feeling? So, how about the first mission? Without any major spoilers, what did you guys think about the first mission? It was very emotionally charged.
I wanted to cry.
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of had like that holy shit moment.
Yeah, where you kind of get those tears. And a lot of people that have played the game or have followed Destiny, they know that the Traveler's been stolen and all that stuff. But the way they go about this mission is really cool. If you played the beta, you played the first mission, half of it, not the second half after Gaul kicks you off the tower. But this is following. So definitely cinematic as hell. Really cool. The music in this game is fucking fantastic. I enjoy the music so much.
Hey, you guys ready?
They copied the Halo 3 soundtrack.
What? Where'd that come from, Antti?
I'm just sitting in fucking orbit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that, like, the violin from that one scene where you're walking and stuff like that, and just when you're doing things, the music in the farm alone. Antti, have you, like, just sat down and listened to the farm music?
I haven't gotten a chance to yet, but I will.
We will. After this, we're going to obviously go back to playing because we're addicts, but I'm going to have you sit there and listen to it because that music is fucking fantastic, dude. It's like the best song I've heard in the game so far. Super good. Really enjoying it. Just, I'm loving every second of it. I like the way they've changed the game. I like the way they changed the PvP and the way the game is played so that the multiplayer experience is much more enjoyable. I love that because Crucible was pretty cancerous in the first Destiny. A lot of shotguns and stuff like that. Did not enjoy it at all. I hated playing Crucible, but I really, really, really enjoy this new Crucible. It's much more focused on shooting. I see Antti with that. He said pussy. I let it there, but. Yeah, if you guys do want to, I'll stop saying it. Sounds like a fucking broken record. But yeah, definitely 100%. Really enjoying the presentation of the game, I think, is very strong. The worlds are much more vibrant and colorful. The areas that we've been to, both Titan and the EDZ, the European Dead Zone, are really cool, very open. The problem I have with the patrols in the first game felt like you were running through a map. It didn't feel like a world. It felt like you were just kind of going from place to place on your Sparrow. But now with like the European Dead Zone feels like a map. It feels like you're walking through an area and you're going and exploring this world. In the first, the patrols just felt like you were going from place to place. It didn't really feel like. I just didn't get that feeling. The areas are a lot more vibrant. There's a lot more color available, where the palette in Destiny 1 was very gray. I really, really just enjoyed the presentation of the game. And that, coupled with the gunplay that is still present from the first Destiny, just very enjoyable experience overall. If
it's not broken, don't fix it. Yeah. Everyone liked it in the first game.
Yeah, and their community and fan base was built around that. Right now we're waiting for the raid. I'm really excited to see what the raid entails and how that's going to be. They said that they're changing... They're saying they're changing some things about the raid. And I'm just excited to see where they go with it. How crazy or not crazy it will be. Because we had some crazy raids at the end of Destiny 1 with Wrath of the Machine and the Taken King raid. Just very difficult, very mechanically challenging raids. So really excited to see where they go in the future.
Is there strikes in the game? I have yet to see.
Yeah, now that you bring that up, I haven't seen a strike yet either. I wonder how that's going to work out. They might introduce.
That's usually like one of the first couple of the things that they have in the game. Because I remember when I first got Destiny 1 and Tyler and I, we're playing it, we did a strike together and we were like, holy shit, this is hard, because we were like low as possible, and then it kind of grew from there. They usually have one or two strikes on each planet, so we'll see.
Yeah, they might introduce them in a playlist or something later. We've only played like a little bit of the first area, and we're moving between planets, but the areas like unlock over time, kind of. So we've only gone through the first area of the European Dead Zone. We're on Titan now, and we're doing just missions on Titan. We're going through the first area of Titan. So they're definitely going to slowly open it. It definitely feels very MMO-ish, where you're running around this open like world with friends doing things. There's events that pop up that you get rewards from. You can go from mission to mission without even leaving, which is really nice. Where before, if you were to do a mission, you have to go into orbit, come back down, or go into orbit, select the mission, go back down to the planet, you finish the mission, you're sent back into orbit. A lot of this is you can move from place to place and they're not kicking you out of the patrol, so it feels like you're actively participating instead of running through like some arcadey missions, which is really nice change as well. I like that a lot. So it's just there's a lot of very subtle changes to it, from the fact that you could put a shader on every type of piece of your body now instead of it only overlapping everything at once. You could add shaders to weapons now.
I kind of like the fact that I like the fact though that you can put it on weapons. I really like that. But I was okay with it being like entirely on. Like
you could still do that.
Overall armor.
You could still do that. Yeah. You just put the same color on every piece. I'm just saying you could now mix and match if you would choose to.
Oh, wait a minute. Because I heard that once you put it on, you have to destroy it to take it off.
Oh, then maybe not. We'll find out.
I just heard. I haven't tried yet, so.
I haven't even got one yet. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got like the first piece of armor. And then I put it on. I'm like, this is fucking shitty as hell. What is this? What am I wearing? Yeah.
Go from being like God tier guardian in Destiny 1 to like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what is this fucking garbage?
I'm kind of upset that they didn't give anything back to returning players other than.
I know!
Shit, that's kind of annoying.
Well, no, the only thing.
Well, like we talked with Sean, is that a lot of the stuff that you are getting from both pre-orders, from stuff from the first game, is coming at level 20. So we have to wait till we hit level 20 and see exactly what they present
us. That's also kind of dumb, too.
I don't know. I maybe
I'm okay with it.
It depends what they give us. I don't have any issue with it because I don't want, because if they do give us something good right off the bat, then we're just going to out level it within an hour and then it's going to be useless. It's kind of get one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I'm okay with getting it like a later level. So, and then they'll probably be legendary so they could be infused at that point. So they're just making it.
Is that still a mechanic?
Yeah, it's infusing is still a thing in the game. So
okay.
I think that's what the plan is behind that probably. Where they'll present it to us when we have legendary stuff so that we can start infusing the things they give us so we don't just throw them away right off the bat. I think that's the goal with that. So again, I don't really have a huge problem with it, at least for right now, because we're all babies trying to level up. I like the look of the armor, a lot of the armor styles. There's some really fucking cool guns in this game. And there's this really cool scout rifle I found, which looks like a silenced auto sniper. Or like semi-automatic sniper rifle, like the like a Russian kind of gun. It looks so fucking badass, and I love using it. I just dismantled it because I got a better gun, but I really like the look of it, and just like really cool looking guns. I like that sidearms are like actual use. They're actually useful now. They're not shit like they were in Destiny 1.
You're right.
Yeah.
Those sidearms are like fucking badass.
Yeah, they're boss, dude. Like, I've had some really good ass, like, three burst sidearms. They kick ass up close. And I like that every weapon is useful. I like how every weapon serves a purpose. I like that a lot of weapons that are more accurate, that are supposed to be more accurate, can be fired from the hip. I think that's really cool that you can.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the scout rifles kind of. The scout rifles kind of look like the reticle from the DMR from Halo Reach. Have you guys noticed that?
I haven't gotten a chance to yet.
If you get a scout rifle, look at the sight or like the hip fire thing. You know what it looks like? You know what I'm talking about, right? If you're not zoomed in.
Well, there's like a dot in the middle then like four
it looks
broken up like circles.
Yeah, it looks just like the DMR thing from Halo Reach, which I thought was interesting. Because they're both technically marksman rifles, but I think that being able to, like, the SMGs are super strong when you hip fire them. The The pistols are good when you hit fire them, especially the hand cans. The hand cans kick ass when you hit fire them.
Yeah, they're fucking great.
So I like that every
weapon. I heard that they improved like stuff with the hand cannon in this game. Because I was in line talking with some people.
The hand cannons were in the beta. The hand cans were strong as shit in the first Destiny 2. But I think they've also made it a lot where if you're moving through the air, it's easier to do things. Where before, if you were in the air, you're very inaccurate. Now,
it also depend on the weapon you're using if you're in the air, too.
Yeah.
They definitely improved the gunplay, I'll say that much. It's a lot more smooth. And I like that they added... I was kind of confused at first, like, the three types of weapons. I guess you have a primary and two energy weapons now?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, well, you have a primary and energy and a power, because you can't have an auto rifle as your heavy. So you'll have a kinetic weapon, which will be one of the, like, hand cannons, sidearms, scout, auto, pulse rifle, thing like that. What are that bunch? You'll have one
isn't a pulse rifle energy?
No, you could have kinetic pulse rifles. Any weapon of that pool can be a primary, which is a kinetic, which does just unaspected damage, and then your secondary is an energy, which can be another one of any of those pools, but that one has
a fusion rifle or a sniper rifle or a shotgun.
No, but those are heavies now. You can't have those as your energy weapon.
You can't have a fusion?
No. Those
are you
all
sure?
100%. Those are all heavy weapons now.
I was okay with the shotgun being hit, but not the fusion rifle.
It's just like a shotgun, except it has a little bit more range and it charges up.
But I love using it in like
you still can. Mm-hmm. It's just a heavy.
I do like having the ability to carry two auto rifles or two scout rifles. That's a nice.
Yeah, or like if you have like you could have a scout and then a like a SMG. Yeah, yeah. You have more control over your gunfights. You're not stuck to using a scout rifle up close. But yeah, any weapon that's not one of the pool of those that I mentioned is a heavy, which is your purple ammo. Now, the cool thing is they've changed the game around where it guarantees that certain things will give you heavy. Oh, me and Hector, or was it me and you, Jonathan, were talking about it. I think it might have been.
What?
About how to the guarantee how you get heavy when you're playing the game.
No, it was you and Hector.
Oh, well, if you find any enemy, Anthony, that is not a normal red health enemy, and you kill that enemy, so say like orange, yellow, they have different health bars, which are like there's like a mini boss and then an actual boss. If you kill that enemy,
right,
it will guarantee a heavy drop. They'll always drop heavy ammo. So they're like...
I realized that. I saw it.
They're like heavy ammo boxes, practically, but they shoot back at you. So they've changed the game around to always guarantee that even though you can't have a sniper as your secondary, so you can't find ammo as often, that there are still ways to guarantee that you will have ammo throughout the world and ways that you know you can get ammo. So I have
yet to find a combination that I really like, though.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just equipping whatever's the strongest for now until we get later on and start being able to infuse stuff. That's when I'm going to start worrying about what I use. I'm just equipping whatever's
like
strongest.
The auto rifle, scout rifle with an SMG, and the sniper.
I feel like the auto rifles have a shitload more impact now than they did before,
too. Yes, they do. I've noticed that they do a lot more damage now because it used to be. And I guess the higher level auto rifles, for some reason, have a shit ton of... Like, they have a really high fire rate for some reason. But, like, the earlier version... auto rifles have like a really low rate of fire and a high level impact, which is what I like. But I like
the slower fire rate.
I like the slower fire rate because it's easier to control and you're more likely to land headshots if you're spraying your auto rifle on a group of enemies.
Yeah.
But I prefer scout rifles anyways.
Yeah, I feel you. I enjoy a lot of the weapons.
I do like the new Titan, the Sentinel class with the shield, Captain America.
Oh, Captain America, he's awesome.
Yeah, that's a pretty awesome little ability. I didn't know you could throw it until a little bit after I learned how to use it.
I like it's but, probably the best ultimate they've ever created because it's situational. It's the only one that I've seen yet that is situational, although it's not available right off the bat. But the fact that you can either press the button to go offensive or hold them down to spawn the Ward of Dawn, that is super cool. And they haven't had any ultimate like that yet in the game. But the fact that you could either decide to go full balls to the wall or pop down a bubble for your team is really nice. It's really helpful that you have those options instead of having to deal with being stuck with an ultimate that's offensive. You could choose to go, let me sit down and make a shield for my team, or let me pull out this shield, run around, and smack bitches to death. So I like that. Oh, yeah. No other ultimates that they've created so far have that ability. So that's really cool that it's a situational alt. And it's Captain America. You're fucking Captain America. Yeah. That's awesome. So. Go ahead.
I like that it takes the bubble shield and makes it portable. I don't know if you were talking about that. I got disconnected for a couple seconds for some reason. But I do like that you can basically move around and protect your teammates. I could see that becoming a huge factor in the raids, because I always ran the bubble shield because we always needed it, and especially in Wrath of the Machine.
Yeah.
But I could see the mobility of the shield becoming a huge factor in the raids coming soon.
Well, yeah, but you'll eventually unlock the Ward of Dawn on top of that, so you don't have to use the shield to defend people.
So wait, is the Sentinel the new subclass, or
yeah,
did they replace all the subclasses?
No, you have the Sentinel, and then later on you'll unlock the Ground Smash guy. So you will have two until maybe in the future they'll create a whole new subclass again and make it a third one in the DLC. I could see them doing that in a DLC down the line like they did with Destiny 1, so they'll have another subclass available. But right now we have two. So the Warlock has the Dawnblade, the fire thing, and the Nova Bomb. The Hunter has the Arc Strider, which is is what it sounds like, and then the Golden Gun. And the Titan has the Fist of Havoc and the Sentinel. So, but I think down the line, and maybe the first or second DLC, they'll create a whole new subclass or a whole new quest line. You'll be like, oh, you can get this awesome power, and it'll be a brand new subclass on top of that. So
we'll I wish they'd bring back Hammer Bros.
They basically took them and gave them to the Warlock. Now the Warlock, pretty much.
Yeah, they like flip flopped everything.
But so I like that they took away.
We still have the Nova Bomb.
Yeah, so you can whiff it when we fight that fucking dude.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You could get this thing.
I already whiffed it when I was able to do it, and when they give you the ability.
Yeah.
So the first thing you start off with is, yeah, I throw it, and I throw it too close to me, and it doesn't even hit the guy. He just kind of looks at it and laughs. I'm just like, fuck, I already missed it.
I think it'd be cool if they sometime later on, like after a year or two that the game's been out, if they released like a kind of like a remaster of the original raids.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'd be like, it'd be nice to do Wrath of the Machine again.
Yeah, the new guns and stuff. That would be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Or like they add a new mode to the original raids where it becomes like super impossible to do.
Yeah, or they'll just buff it up to the max light level at the time. True. Yeah, that sounds cool. True. Maybe make new stuff for it. We'll see. What was I gonna say? I was thinking about something. Crap, I had something on my mind that I was gonna present, and I completely forgot about it. But yeah.
Anime titties.
Anime titties are always on the mind. Talking about anime, Anthony. Yep. My Hero Academy. Boy.
What episode? Because boy. I haven't seen like let me go on Crunchyroll.
Have you seen the start of like the fights between the students and the teachers?
What? Nani?
Okay. Those are
wait. Hold up.
Man, that show is so fucking good. Wait a minute.
What are you talking about? It's they're only on episode 34 and I'm caught up to episode 33. What the fuck happens in one episode?
You got to watch it to find out. That show,
what,
man,
the fuck?
That show is so goddamn good. Like,
it's so good.
It's insane how just awesome
it's almost
it is.
Perfect.
Yeah, like perfect. I don't have any problems with it. They flesh out characters. None of the characters like have obsessive plot armor.
They don't have. It's not too much fan service.
Yeah, fantastic music. The animation.
Oh my god,
is incredible. Was that the second opening you tried there? Oh man, yep. That sucked.
Fucking love
all
it.
Of them are good. Like, I didn't like the first.
They are good.
I didn't like the first one too much at first, but I went back to listen to it, and it's really fucking good. The third one's awesome, and the second one's awesome too. And it's just like, and I could see this show going for a long fucking time. It makes
me
so excited.
I want it to go for a long time.
Yeah. I hope it's like the next Naruto, except no filler. That's another thing. Like, with all the stuff that we've been presented in 30 episodes, there's like no filler. There's like maybe one or two episodes of shit not happening, but there's always something going on. So there's always something to look forward to. And the arcs are fantastic. Deku learning how to get up to them. The whole thing where the villains invade the school. And then the tournament arc was fucking awesome. Oh my gosh.
Then the intern arc. Well, that was kind of a mini arc.
Yeah. That one was cool too. When we learned we're having things slowly unveil. My favorite character. Well, my second favorite. Well, third favorite character is being revealed. The girl with the crazy bitch with like the really spiky blonde hair, Anthony.
Who?
She's part of the League of Villains. She's not a hero. The crazy lady. She shows up a little bit where they're like, oh, after Stain, remember they fight Stain and he passes out,
right?
And the end of that episode of the second one, when his news is starting to get spread around and they start showing off like villains, like that one dude with like half of his face burnt. And that one lizard looking thing.
Wait, isn't that the little girl?
Yeah, the girl with like the blonde hair that's like spiky, and she had just killed someone. Yo. Yeah, she's really she's fucking
Sasuke.
She's fucking insane. And it's she just like she's cool. She's cool.
I immediately saw her. Like new favorite character.
Yeah, she's really cool. So I'm excited to see more of this. I'm excited to see Toxic Chainsaw come back. I want to see what happens there. I want like a cool like arc where we go back to All Might's past when he was training and like learning how to use One for All. There's so many directions they can go with the show, so I'm super excited to see more of it. I just
hope they don't restrict it to like a little bit of episodes so that they leave all that out. Because I really want them to go forward with it.
Yeah, me too. It's super popular, so I can see it going for a long time. It's selling shitloads in Japan. It's like in the top three on Crunchyroll in the U.S. So
top four or top five.
So whatever. It's
high. You know it beat Naruto Shippuden? It goes Boruto, One Piece, Dragon Ball Super, My Hero Academia.
Boruto has more than One Piece? That's interesting.
Yeah, it only has 23 episodes. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. From what I've seen of Bardo, I like it. It's nice.
I would like it too.
It gives you just enough of that nostalgic feeling without making it feel like you've seen this already. It's pretty good. And I like the characters.
Now that you think about it, if you put the 220 episodes of Naruto plus the, what is it, 500 of Shippuden, it's more than any like, wait, no, not yet. One Piece still beats it at 1,016.
Well, no, it doesn't have actually 1,000 episodes. A lot of those episodes, it's like on episode 700 something, maybe closer to 800 now. Not all those episodes.
Wait,
are.
What?
That's One Piece doesn't have an actual 1,000 episodes. It's not actually that far. It's like 700 something, maybe 800.
Wait, what the fuck?
There's like other videos on Crunchyroll. Like they have the movies and stuff like that.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, 783 and counting.
83, yeah. So we're getting close to 800.
Naruto beats it then.
Yeah. Well, if you count, yeah.
Well, I am counting all of them because they kind of all go with the same story. You know, Naruto goes into Shippuden, Shippuden goes into Boruto. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know where it's going. I actually stopped watching it because I'm like, this is going to be going on for a long time. So I'll eventually catch back up with it, but I probably won't. So
fastest finger first, damn, That's an anime I can get into. What is it about? Is that a harem anime? I don't want to know about it.
Oh, man.
My fucking guilty pleasure harem animes.
You stop this. Like, you're a horrible person. Damn it. You're a horrible person.
Trash.
It is trash.
But I love it.
Yeah.
My first girlfriend is a gal. I fucking love it.
You really watch that garbage?
Oh, my God. I love it.
Love it so much. You like skipped planes, moved into an ethereal void for a second there.
Oh,
oh,
oh, God! It's literally my guilty pleasure. I'm about to pick up A Centaur's Life.
Oh, God!
Because I saw a bunch of
why you watch
on it,
all
like,
this shit? Why you watch all this garbage, Anthony? Why do you watch all this garbage?
That's why I said guilty pleasure. It's like, I know it's bad, but I still enjoy it. So it's like, well, fuck, what am I going to do?
Oh, man.
Damn.
Our very own Lord of Lewd coming in clutch.
Yes.
As always.
And you can't find the good stuff on Crunchyroll, though. You got to go on Kiss Anime for those.
Yeah. Like, I'm watching Kabaneri of the Iron Fortress with my father. And
oh shit, that one was good.
Yeah, it was really good. Well, we're not done yet, but from what I've seen, I've enjoyed a lot of it. But it's not on Crunchyroll. I have to go on Kiss Anime. It's a good thing we still have a Wii U, because that shit works very well with Kiss Anime. I don't know why, but it does. But there's other websites to use, but Crunchyroll,
right?
There's this one show that me and Sean watch stuff too every once in a while. There's this one show that we watched, Grand Blue Fantasy. It's just like it was really good. And it's on Crunchyroll. It's like 12 episodes. Really quick watch, but it's a huge like ode to old JRPGs. Just like fantasy adventure games. Super cool. And the characters were awesome. Ooh. Right. And it was really weird because like in the last episode, well, not the last episode. The last episode was really weird. But the second to last episode, they had like this huge fight happening, Anthony. And there's like, they introduce like 30 brand new characters we haven't seen at all in the entire show. And they just drop them left and right. Like really well designed, like main character looking characters with all their own unique powers. And they just drop all like 25, 30 of them in the last like 15 minutes of the last episode of the show. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, it was crazy. And I'm like, this shit better have a second season because all these characters look badass. But it's based on like a mobile app game. And
right.
So for the next episode, what they did was they set it up where, because you could pick your gender at the start of the game. So they set it up where the main character was a girl the entire time instead of a boy. And it's just a beach episode. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, really? So instead of having a male character, it's a female main character, and all the characters are acting like they've known them this female character their entire life, and her party's a bit different than the male character's party. It just feels really weird. I'm like, what was the point of this episode? I don't understand what's going on here. And I was just like super fan servicey and shit, and I felt like I wasted 20 minutes of my time. And I'm like, the show was so good. Why do you gotta taint it? Like, I really enjoyed the rest of it.
That's like that show. That's what you described is like the majority of what I watch.
Why are we friends?
Wait, let me just read a couple off to you here.
And
also another guilty pleasure. Well, not really guilty pleasure because like some of them are really good.
Uh-huh.
But
name one that's really good. Name drop one.
No. I said another like genre.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's like animes that have like the really fucking batshit crazy like girls in it.
Oh,
like they're fucking
like yonder characters.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Mirai Nikki, Saga of Tanya the Evil. I absolutely love that shit.
Yeah, it was good. Although that
Tanya
was a dude.
A fucking, yeah. It's a boy. But wait, no. Okay, no. Hold up.
Not
hold
only
up,
a boy.
Up. It's technically a girl. He is a girl.
Technically.
Biologically, he's a girl. No, okay. Biologically, he's a girl.
Yes. Lully Hitler. That's all he has to say.
It's.
He's biologically a girl, but mentally a middle-aged salaryman.
There's details, details. Just put a gag yeah. on them.
Those of you listening and have no idea what the fuck's going on, just exist in that state. Don't worry about it.
Monster Musume, another guilty
for
pleasure.
For fuck's sake. Didn't Jonathan?
Oh my God.
I think, Jonathan, I think you've watched that show. I don't think you have any room to stand on. Okay, then.
I watched it for the plot, okay?
I watched it for the plot. Okay.
Let's see. What's another one? I'm like going through like the list on Crunchyroll trying to find like guilty pleasures here. Mob Psycho 100, so good!
It was really good. That show was fantastic. I liked it a lot.
It was. Oh my God, man. It was so fucking good.
That
Konosuba was just so fucking funny.
They're making more of Konosuba. I'm excited, dude.
No way, really?
Yeah, they have more coming. I don't know if they'll be like actual seasons or OVAs, but there's more of it coming down the bend.
I'm so happy because I can't get enough of Konosuba. Like, that shit is so, like, has me in tears at some point.
Yeah, it's funny as shit. I love it so much.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Where
are all my shows?
Dude, your list compared to my list. Let me go off over my list, and we'll see how many shitty shows I have on my list. So my list is pure. Listen to this. I got Kill la Kill, which I will excuse its fan service because it has a point to it. One Punch Man, ReZero, Boku no Hero, Cabinet of the Iron Fortress, Dimension W, Beyond the Boundary. That high school zombie show, Gakko Garashi. You know what I'm talking about, right, Anthony?
Were the girls insane? Stop.
Okay, I'm sorry. Danmachi, Love Live, K-On!, Sword Art, the My Scientific Railgun show, stuff like that. Code Geass. But all my shows, like Amama to Inazuma, the one with like the dad that's taking care of the little girl. And he's, oh my God, that show is such like a feel-good, like, you just kind of can sit down and watch it with, like, your family, and it's got, like, the whole, like, theme of food and young children, and it's just so chill and nice.
It's adorable.
Oh my God.
It's and so nice to watch.
On top of that being adorable, fucking awesome. Oh, I gotta delete.
Interviews with Monster Girls.
I gotta remove Black Bullet. Black Bullet was not a good show.
What's another
Auntie,
one?
Auntie, do you remember Tetsuwan Birdie Decode?
Fate, Collide, Liner.
Stop.
Prisma, Ilya.
That show is so fucking bad.
All seasons.
That show is so fucking bad.
All of them.
Don't fucking even talk to me. Don't talk to me or my son ever again. That show is horrible.
I gotta watch Gabriel Dropout.
That show's at least a comedy. That show's funny. I've seen it. It's good.
What's another one?
God. I'm just sitting here dropping.
I started watching Witchcraft's Work, but I'm weirded out about how
my sister watched it and said she didn't like it.
I'm just weirded out because it's like the roles are switched. So it's like a girl always saving the dude, and like the girl calls the guy her princess, and she's the prince.
And she's like, my masculinity's on the line. my boner betrays me yet again.
Plastic Memories.
Oh, Plastic Memories was good, albeit very predictable. It was good.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
But it wasn't anywhere near as good as Your Lie in April, which was also predictable, but was just masterfully done. Fucking Your Lie in April had me crying. Buckets, dude. That show was so fucking good. Have you seen that show, Anthony?
No.
You're Lying April? Like, you need to watch it. It's really good.
No, thank you.
I heard the word cry. I'm going to stay away from it.
For real. That's all I've heard from it is, man, I cried so fucking. Blood Blockade Battlefront was pretty good.
Yeah. Kekkai Sensen. I like that show. It had a lot of pizzazz to it, kind of.
Oh yeah, it does. That's what I liked about it. It had like a certain like style to it.
Yeah, felt really. Go ahead.
Actually, I Am.
What? That's a show.
That's what the show is called, and I've seen it. Pretty much a harem.
Well, that's all you had to say. Dead Man Wonderland. For me not to care. Dead Man Wonderland was good, besides the ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the lack of an ending.
That's because they had to deviate from the manga, because I read it.
I hate when that shit happens.
I know.
The same thing happened to Gangsta. It never had a really like a definitive ending either.
I know, and I love Gangsta. Like yeah, was like good. So good. I love the intro to that. I fucking love it.
Well, your voice just like jumps like three whole octaves every time you enjoy something a lot. I love. Oh man. Oh man.
Oh, Triage X.
No idea. I haven't seen it.
Oh, look it up. Look it up.
Have you watched... Anthony, wait, real quick. These are two shows that are coming out right now that are pretty good. Princess Principal. None of these are on Crunchyroll. They're both on Kiss Anime. But Princess Principal, it's basically like, you know, the whole like cute girls doing cute things. But imagine that being like cute girls, but instead of that, they're doing spy work where they're actually like fucking slaughtering people. That's that show. It's really good, and the intro is jazzy as fuck, dude. After this, you're gonna watch it because it's so good. Just the intro, right. And then another one called Made in Abyss is really good, and it just gives me like heavy Ghibli movie vibes because it's like this set in this like European town, very like mysterious adventure kind of going on, and it's this young girl that finds this young boy, and he's like a robot. Really good. Animation is fantastic. Music's really good. Just everything about it screams like high quality like animation. It's really good from what I've seen. I need to get back into it. But Princess Principal is just like super cool espionage stuff. But like just breaking like the trope of like cute girls doing cute things. Instead of it's like serious. These like should be treated as like grown adults, but they look like they're 12. So, it sounds ridiculous, but it's good for all you listening. I know that sounds stupid, but that's just what we've come to appreciate from anime as a genre. Yes. Stupid little girls doing cute things. I don't know why it exists, but it's good. It's just it's espionage. Jonathan, get your mind out of the gutter.
Just like what's that show? Fate.
No, it's not like Fate Collide. No, it's not. Killian. Shut up.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is. It's no, it has nothing to do with espionage and like it's also steampunk too, which is super fucking cool. I love steampunk.
Sorry for the
viewers. Yeah. Chill out.
Shit.
Chill out. It's not that serious.
I got excited there.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it's like steampunk set in London. Super cool, dude. Again, I'm telling you, man, you're going to watch the intro so you can see what it's like
right look after this. Look up Triage X really quick. T-R-A-G-E-X. And just put Google Images.
T-R-A.
You'll know who the creators of it, like the same. It's the same artist as a certain anime, and you'll know exactly from who.
Just from the picture?
From the picture, yeah, you'll know who.
It's the same exact style. 100%. High School of the Dead.
Told you.
Yeah.
Fan service city.
Oh my god. The fuck There's am I like, looking at here, Anthony?
It's like, it's literally like High School of the Dead, but with instead of like girls killing zombies, it's just like these assassins.
It looks ridiculous.
It is, and I love it.
God damn it. Every time.
Fucking another one.
Never fails.
I'm telling you, I could do this like all day. Like just
it must be enthralling to our listeners to listen to you like just shooting off shitty hentai shows. 100%.
Yeah. For those of you listening, hopefully you are
a man
go
of,
right now.
I see you're a man of culture as well.
Go and look up Yosuga no Sora and
why does that sound so familiar? Enjoy that. Is that the one where the dude fucks his sister?
Don't worry about it, Kyle. Don't worry about it, Kyle.
That's the one where the dude fucks his sister, isn't it?
Don't worry about it.
And that girl walks in on them. Don't ask me why I know
isn't
so much.
Like every hentai ever.
Yeah, don't ask me why I know so much about this show. But
also, another one you guys are gonna want to watch is Kodomo no Jikan.
I don't know what that is. Have you ever heard of Super Lovers?
I have not. That's intriguing.
That's probably the worst I've ever seen. It's like a grown-ass man. Well, he's like a teacher and a like 5-year-old boy. And the whole show revolves around teaching the boy how to masturbate. And it's so fucking bad. It's so fucking bad. It is horrendously bad.
Stop.
Oh, I don't know why that shit's allowed. It is like just disgusting. It's so bad. Now, for those of you listening, I have not seen this show. So that's what I'm assuming it's about from people I've heard it. So if you have seen it, I don't know.
We only know these shows in name.
In name, not by view. Well, I don't know about Anthony. Anthony watches everything. The Lord of Lewd must keep his title.
Not that one.
No, you're not into it?
No. I don't want no Boku no Pico up in here.
Yeah. At least, oh, God.
That was like what started it all.
Whatever you do, and like another don't watch an anime called Boku no Pico. You remember that video, Anthony?
Yes. Fucking hilarious. There's another thing that started off with another anime is Monster Girls. After Monster Musume, that shit took off.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. That one show, The Interview with Monster Girls, was okay. It was good because it wasn't like...
I liked it because it had its decent fan service. I'm like, yes.
Did it?
Yeah, it was subtle, and it wasn't like very prominent. Arguing?
Okay, let's not argue about this. I did like the show.
Lewd was this show?
The Lord of Lewd shall bring out the Lewdometer, and it ranks as a 5 out of 10 lewd scale.
Oh yeah, there's another show called Dog and Scissors. Have you seen that?
Dog and Scissors? No, I haven't.
It's about like this like guy who likes to read a lot, but he dies and he gets reincarnated as like
a
Dutch hound.
Oh.
And like the Dutch hound belongs to like the author of his favorite like his favorite author.
Okay.
But it turns out like this girl like tortures him.
Oh, as, Jesus.
Like, a dog.
That's fucked up.
But she knows the truth. She knows that he's like
how the fuck does she know that?
So she does I forgot, but it's really interesting. It's
the way you said that though is like she knows the truth.
She knows the truth.
Oh man. I can't imagine like looking at a dog and be like, that was a man that was reincarnated and he loves my books. Like how the fuck do you come to that? Leave it to anime, dude. That's all I gotta say. I love the genre and the medium of animation and anime, especially out of Japan, but like it's so big that you have to wad through a lot of shit to get to the good stuff, and it gets a really bad rap because a lot of this in anything, if something bad exists in it, it always gets brought to the top because everyone loves to gossip about stuff. Same thing goes with media.
Exactly.
The shitty stories is what get the clicks, so that applies to everything. So anime gets a huge bad rap because it's like, oh, you're like watching that kiddie porn and stuff like that. And yeah, there is stuff that exists like that. I'm not denouncing that at all, but that's not all of the genre. That's like saying someone that belongs to a certain race is automatically a proponent of the worst part of that race. So saying like all white people are racist, that makes no fucking sense. Or all black people steal things, that makes no fucking sense because it's not true.
Yeah, those are generalizations.
Yeah, 100%. And the same thing applies to anime is stupid. And same if you look at video games, saying that like everyone that plays video games is a nerd that's like 400 pounds, sits in his basement and
games are for children.
Yeah,
or video games are for children.
Yeah, no, especially with games has been expanding so much that like almost everyone has either played a video game or plays games actively. You see them
or has seen or like watches someone else play video games.
Yeah, it's so prominent.
Maybe some people don't have the time for it.
Yeah, and it's so prominent in pop culture that it's just hard to not be exposed to it. And that's just not the case.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so that's why that has been blown out of the water recently. It's not as often because it's so exposed to other people. I got the hiccups really bad.
Oh, excuse me. So, yeah.
I love anime.
I like anime. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say it. I do enjoy it a lot. I enjoy Jonathan. I enjoy this. I enjoy the stories that can be told, and that the presentation through that form of medium, especially like the Japanese are creative, which is a bad and a good thing, because they come up with stupid shit like Super Lovers, but they also come up with amazing stuff like Erased.
No, that's good.
What? No, it's not. Shut up,
Anthony. I seriously want to know what your definition of good is.
Well, I just told you. Well, those are guilty pleasures.
Super Lovers?
I can name off.
Teaching little boys how to masturbate?
Oh, that's what Super Lovers is?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Is that a good Anthony?
No.
Okay.
No.
But because the Japanese are so creative, they come up with shit like Super Lovers, but they also come up with fantastic stories like Erased. Erased is such a fantastic show. And it's so good and well done and well put together, and just like the masterpiece that is known as Your Lie in April, or even some of the better movies like A Silent Voice, Koe no Katachi. Just fantastic stories and characters and worlds put together. But then they also have stuff like High School of the Dead and Super Lovers and stuff. So it's just.
Don't put them in the same boat. They're not the same.
Yeah, they're in the
No, they're not even close. Now, Kodomo no Jikan and Super Lovers can be in the same boat.
You're allowing that one? What if High School of the Dead is like in the kayak while Super Lovers is kind of being tugged along by a rope or something? But they're still going to the same place. Is that good enough for you?
No. They're not even like tied. They're like being, maybe they're like being blown on like the same wind, okay. But they're not connected.
Okay, so they're just two boats going the same place. All right, that works for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Very nicely.
We're gonna go ahead and call our stupidity there as soon as we lose Jonathan and cuts out. That was the hour mark, a little bit after that, but again. If you guys were tuning in, thank you for listening to us ramble about stupidity for an hour. Yes. If you do want to come and talk to us during our stupid rants, again, hit us up on Twitch. We will be live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. around that time, because sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But we will be live. We'll be happy to talk to you guys. Maybe you could present questions that you want to ask us or something you want to say to us, whatever you have to say. Feel free to come join us. Again, that is Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So that was episode 5 of After Hours with the Thought Patrol crew. I don't know where the hell Jonathan went, but I am joined by Anthony.
I love it. Oh, anime.
What the fuck was that? And
I will say something else.
Jonathan apparently disappeared, but he'd say his tried and true statement, rock out with your cock out. And I still need to think of something. I need to get on that. But I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, and you have a fantastic week.